Earlier this month, the Trump administration rescinded guidance directing hospitals to provide emergency abortions to women when necessary to stabilize their medical condition. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports that directive had an impact for states in the Midwest and South with total or near-total abortion bans.
The guidance was issued in 2022 by the Biden administration following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Jody Madeira is a professor of law at Indiana University. She says the federal guidance provided an extra layer of assurance in states with total or near-total abortion bans. Now, she worries care may be delayed.
Because then physicians are worried about the civil liability and the criminal charges, and not only about the patient care, and that does patients a grave disservice.
The Trump administration said it would still enforce a federal law that requires hospitals to provide care in case of an emergency, including for pregnant women. Physicians say that still isn't enough assurance in states with strict abortion laws. I'm Ben Thorpe.